Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Jonathan. Welcome back to Invisible Chess, and it's another Rando Pando. And we're continuing the bishop thing today, but first, let me just say, if you were thinking, oh, this is just another one of those episodes where he just has a break at work, he always does this, he only ever does visualization when he's at work having tea. No, you couldn't be wrong, more wrong. I'm in fact having tea at home, and this is, I've been doing some chess, I've been doing some mating two chess problems, which I really enjoy. I haven't been able to get to those recently, so that's been good. I am just about to go have a cup of tea, then I'm going to go around the house, do a few chores, and I'm going to take some chess with me. So we've had a few white wins with a bishop recently. We've had some mates. We've had winning with a bishop and rook's pawn, wrong colour bishop and a rook's pawn against a lone king. Today we're going to have a draw. We're going to have a defensive one. It's going to be white to play and draw. White has a king on e7 and a bishop on d1. Black has a king on c3, a bishop on d5, and a pawn on b4. That's white, king e7, bishop d1, black, king c3, bishop d5, pawn b4. White to play and draw. And if you were thinking, oh, it's going to be an opposite colour bishop ending, that shouldn't be too difficult to arrange. No, it's going to be a little bit more tricky than that. Have fun with it, Blindfold Easters. Let me know how you get on with it. I'd be really interested to know if you think it's too hard, too easy, if you enjoy these bishop problems. Like, subscribe to the podcast, all of that stuff. I'm off to do my chores. And until next time, happy chessing.